Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from V.
Hello, LSAT Demon team, exclamation point. The purpose of my email today is to ask about the next step in my study process. When I time myself for practice tests and time sections, I get a score ranging from 160 to 162. I always get 0 to minus 1 for logic games, and I can do that within time, meaning I do not guess on any answers. I always run out of time on the last 10 questions for logical reasoning and reading comp and have to guess. Drilling and review is confirming that I can get the questions correct and know why they are the right answers. Under the timed assessment, however, the more difficult questions take me too long to do, and I can't get to all the questions completed. Okay, I know this is part of the point with the LSAT, and I should come as no surprise to you. I feel like I'm plateauing due to this problem. Out of curiosity, I time myself doing an untimed practice exam, so the exam would not cancel me out, and I scored a 176, but each section took me an hour to complete. I am unsure how to get better at time. Most of the podcasts I've listened to really stress understanding, and I completely agree. Understanding the why behind the answer being correct is critical and important. Knowing how to identify what the question needs is equally important. Once you have that down, however, how do you advance with timing and figuring out what the question needs more quickly?
It's like V drank the Kool-Aid, but then
spit it out or something.
Spit it back up partially. Yeah, sorry for the gross analogy, but it's like V, you're getting it. You understand that you can understand.
Yeah.
If you take your time, you're not gonna understand if you try to go fast. You have to understand and then let the speed come. Mostly, you're going to learn how to go fast on logical reasoning and reading comprehension because you will start expecting the answers to be wrong instead of hoping that they're right.
It sounds like V did this in LawHub. So I would encourage V to sign up for a Demon free account and do a practice test in the Demon and then immediately review it, because you can get 100% on the games by testing each individual answer choice. That's not an effective way to do the games. And so maybe you're getting things right because you're just not approaching them correctly.
Yeah, I don't hate it, though. You know, like, it, V has realized that without LSAT knowledge, you know, without theory and dogma, you can just take your time and you can sort it out and you can get them right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. Because there are many students who never get over that hump of realizing that the test just makes perfect sense and they can make sense of it, and that that's their job, is to make sense of it. So that's excellent. But yeah, you need to start seeing some of the shortcuts, which, you know, like, V doesn't seem like V has any problems with logic games.
Mm-hmm.
So you just need to start treating logical reasoning and reading comprehension more like logic games.
Yeah.
Right. Like, V, the reason why you're good at games is because you're synthesizing. You're understanding the rules. You're connecting those rules together. You're making inferences. You're making realizations. You're learning things about that system. And then the questions are easy and you can do it in time. No problem.
And you can do that in logical reasoning and in reading comp.
You can do that in logical reasoning and reading comp. You just have to read it more carefully, understand the components individually, synthesize them, which to me, in logical reasoning, it's just a delightful, fun game where I get to be a dick and just attack these arguments and tell them why they're wrong.
Yeah.
I get to pounce on bad logic and it's fun. But so that's because I'm treating it like a game. And then when I do that, then I've answered the question half the time before I even read the question.
Yeah.
Let alone the answer choices. But I would bet money that V is worried about time, specifically on logical reasoning and reading comp. Reading too quickly because I got to hurry up and get to the answer choices. Mm-hmm. And then you're in there reading A going, well, maybe this will make sense. Yeah. And instead, you need to be reading A going, I know what I'm looking for, and this is not probably going to be it. Well, 80% of the time, it's probably not A. So yeah. Let me see what's wrong with this bullshit. And then sure enough, two words and it's out. You know, whereas V is like, oh, I don't know what I'm looking for. So maybe this is the answer. So let me read the entire answer choice and really get in there and really try to make it make sense. But it's nonsense. The wrong answers are nonsense. They're wrong. So to get fast, you're going to have to slow down and just, I really think it's going to be making better predictions.
Well, and the more you do this, right? Like if V continues to do questions and get them right, these things will come together. They will. Yeah. You just need more time.
Yeah. Understanding the why behind the answer being correct is critical. Knowing how to identify what the question needs is equally important. I agree, V, but you should be like, you shouldn't be letting the answer choice explain itself to you. If you're ever going to go fast, it's going to come from knowing what the argument said, knowing what the question is asking you, having an idea what you're looking for. And then the one right answer is just the one that you can't dismiss. And like half the answers, you're just going to dismiss them easily because they're garbage.
Yeah. And V, if you have a study buddy, you should start explaining, or at least go get someone, you know, a friend who's studying for the LSAT as well, and start explaining these questions to your friend.
Love it. Why will that help?
So you understand these questions enough to get them right. But when you start explaining them, you're going to make additional realizations. In fact, it's guaranteed. It's almost every question you will explain, in the process of explaining it, your understanding will expand more than just talking to yourself.
Excellent. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.